From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. An Afghan immigrant in Colorado who authorities say wanted to carry out a major terror attack in New York on September 11th is en route from Denver to New York to face more federal charges. U.S. prosecutor Tim Neff told a federal judge in Denver that Najibullah Zazi was in the throes of making a bomb and trying to perfect his formulation. Authorities say Zazi was planning to place those bombs on New York's commuter trains. If convicted, Zazi could be sentenced to life in prison. President Obama and the leaders of Britain and France say the revelation of a previously secret Iranian nuclear facility puts new pressure on Tehran to quickly disclose all its nuclear programs, especially any efforts to help build nuclear weapons or face the consequences.
We have offered Iran a clear path toward greater international integration if it lives up to its obligations, and that offer stands. But the Iranian government must now demonstrate through deeds its peaceful intentions, or be held accountable to international standards and international law.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Tehran today says President Obama will regret his statement. The leaders at the summit have endorsed the G20 as the premier forum for international economic cooperation. NPR's John Itzty has more.
This historic decision to elevate the G20 officially puts emerging nations like China, Brazil, and India at the center of global economic decision-making and eclipses the G8 as the premier forum for world economic issues. The statement says the move brings to the table the countries needed to build a stronger, more balanced global economy, reform the financial system, and lift the lives of the poorest. President Obama initiated the move to make the G20 essentially a board of directors for the global economy. The U.S. has also supported giving emerging nations more influence in institutions like the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The summit's final communique will reportedly call for increasing IMF voting rights for emerging nations by 5%. John Itzty, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
At least 11 Iraqi soldiers have been killed in a bomb-clearing operation. More from NPR's Jonathan Blakely.
The blast occurred in the town of Besheka, near Mosul, northern Iraq's largest city. Police sources say the soldiers were attempting to detonate several confiscated bombs at the time. Northern Iraq remains volatile. In recent weeks, daily bombings in and around Mosul have been common, with the exception of the past few days. Violence dropped throughout Iraq during the holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Further south, the hunt continues for over a dozen insurgents who escaped from prison late Wednesday near Tikrit. Several of the prisoners were facing death sentences. A handful of them have been captured, but Tikrit has been under curfew. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street just before the close, the Dow is down 42 to 96.65. This is NPR. The U.S. military says five more U.S. troops were killed in an attack in southern Afghanistan yesterday. The report comes on a day that the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan met with the Pentagon's top military officer in Germany to discuss the future military operations in Afghanistan. General Stanley McChrystal has made it clear he wants tens of thousands of additional troops to defeat the insurgency. The U.S. is already on track to have 68,000 troops in Afghanistan by the end of the year. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in her office today after spending the night at Washington Hospital Center. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Justice Ginsburg fell ill yesterday at work, apparently as the result of an iron infusion she got to treat her chronic anemia. In a small percentage of cases, the infusion can cause fainting. The justice underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer earlier this year. Though her doctors have found no evidence of cancer since then, her anemia has persisted. Doctors said she was kept overnight at Washington Hospital Center as a precautionary measure and was released today. This afternoon, she was back at work at the U.S. Supreme Court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers are considering an insurance tax to help pay for a health care overhaul, but the proposed tax is strongly opposed by labor unions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a tax on high-cost health insurance plans is still under consideration, while Democrats try to reach a deal amongst themselves before taking the measure to the House floor later this fall. Firefighters in Southern California are making good progress battling a wildfire in Ventura County after hot Santa Ana winds died down overnight. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.